So you're going to invite as many people to come to your home. The best time to start a meeting is around 8 o'clock. And you're going to, when they come to the home, I'm going to tell you how to do the meeting, how to explain the membership overview benefits as well as the affiliate benefits and encourage them to join. But all you're doing right now is you're just trying to get these people to come to your house so they can see the benefits of membership and be face-to-face. You want them in your living room or den. It makes the magic. It's the relationship. It's how private clubs are built. This is how private associations, private clubs, and societies are built. It's with personal relationship, one-on-one contact. So again, you've had these people on your list that have listened to Your Wish Is Your Command, the series. You've called them. Some have no interest. Some haven't even finished it. They're not going to finish it. Some have listened to the entire series and don't have any interest, and some have listened and do have some interest. Those who do have some interest, you want to invite them over to your house. What you want to do is ideally you have one or two meetings that you've committed to at your house. You've said, I'm going to have a meeting on Wednesday night and on Friday night, or Tuesday night and Thursday night. So the reason you have two meetings booked that you've committed to doing in your own home is when you're calling the person and you say, hey, what are you doing tomorrow night? Now, remember, you're calling them to first ask them if they've listened to Your Wish Is Your Command, the CD series. And they say, yeah, well, what do you think? Well, I like it. It's kind of cool. Good. Listen, I'd love to give you an overview of the Global Information Network and tell you how you can get the free cruise. So what are you doing tomorrow night at 8 o'clock? Oh, I'm busy. I'm bowling. Well, can you cancel? Or, you know, this is important. You may want to come over. I have a business meeting scheduled tomorrow at 8. You know, if you can cancel, it probably makes sense. No, I'm really busy tomorrow night. Okay, what are you doing Thursday night? Oh, Thursday night I'm free. Great. I got a business meeting at my house on Thursday night. Why don't you come over? Is your wife free? Can you check with her? Because I need you to both come over because you both need to see this. It's going to take no more than an hour. I'll give you the overview of Global Information Network, answer your questions, and then you can let me know if you have any interest. That's it. It's very simple. Very simple. And say, listen, it's a business meeting, so you may want to dress for business, but you know, make sure you're there on time because we're going to start right at 8 o'clock. Great. Come on over. So you're bringing them to your house. Now, ideally, you're going to invite a bunch of people. How many should you invite? Well, let me give you some bad news. The bad news is half the people you invite won't even show up. That's the reality. At the last minute, something will come up. They'll be too tired. They'll be watching TV. And they're too tired. He had too many beers after work, and he doesn't feel like getting out of the house. It's too cold. It's raining. Had a fight with the wife. The kids are sick. Who knows? So you can't invite too many people. Well, my house only, no, there's not even enough chairs for five people. Good, invite 25. Have them stand. Invite as many as you can. Now, ideally, if your sponsor or somebody in your upline is local, they should be at that meeting as well. Also, if you know another gin brother or sister in the area, you can tell them, if they're friends of yours and you maybe you've met them at a meeting, hey, I'm having a meeting at my house. If you have any prospects, bring them along. Because if you have a few other gin members there, that's going to help you as well. So you can invite some other gin brothers and sisters and say, hey, if you want to come to the meeting, I'm having a meeting with some prospects. If you want to come, fantastic. Make sure you dress for business. Gin members should always dress for business at business meetings. Look your best, dress your best. And if they have any prospects, they can come, or they'll maybe just come to support you. So you're going to invite some people at the house. And then you're going to use the tools. You don't have to do the selling or the talking. You're going to use the tools to explain to those people the benefits of joining GIN and the benefits of the affiliate program.